Imagine experiencing sudden flashes of insight about your patient's conditions, information you couldn't possibly know through conventional medical training. This was Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz's dilemma when her intuition began providing accurate medical insights that science couldn't explain. Her journey into understanding these experiences revealed something profound. Women's brains are undergoing a remarkable evolution. Today's new feminine brain represents an adaptation to unprecedented modern demands, juggling careers, relationships, parenting, and constant information streams. This evolution brings both extraordinary capabilities and concerning vulnerabilities, explaining why conditions like chronic fatigue, anxiety, depression, and attention disorders affect women at dramatically higher rates than previous generations. These aren't signs of weakness, but evidence of brains working overtime to meet competing demands in an increasingly complex world. The female brain contains significantly more neural connections between cells and hemispheres through a larger corpus callosum, despite being about 10% smaller in overall volume than the male brain. Think of it like telecommunications. The male brain operates like a house with separate phone lines, enabling focused communication on one channel at a time. The female brain functions more like a house with multiple extensions on each line, facilitating numerous simultaneous conversations. This explains women's natural tendency to process multiple issues simultaneously versus men's more linear style. Women's brains also exhibit greater neuroplasticity, forming new neural connections in response to challenges. This adaptability, heavily influenced by hormonal fluctuations, explains why women typically recover better from brain injuries and strokes. Estrogen accelerates neural growth, while progesterone moderates it, creating a lifetime of pathway development through menstrual cycles, pregnancy, and menopause. This extraordinary adaptability continues throughout life, but requires careful attention to prevent overwhelm when faced with chronic stress. Women experience depression at twice the rate of men. 1 in 4 will face major depression in their lifetime. This gender disparity stems from unique wiring, particularly how the feminine brain processes emotions. Unlike men's more differentiated emotional pathways, women's anger and sadness circuits remain deeply interconnected throughout life. This explains common experiences like crying when angry or feeling simultaneously furious and hurt. This interconnectedness served evolutionary purposes. Historically, women who expressed sadness rather than anger received more community support. Modern society still reflects these biases. Angry women face social penalties as bitchy or hormonal, while angry men are viewed as assertive or showing leadership. The impact of depression on physical health is profound, increasing heart disease risk by 40%, doubling stroke risk, raising Alzheimer's risk by 50%, and correlating with various cancers and chronic conditions. This relationship works bidirectionally. Chronic health problems inevitably affect mood through inflammation, hormonal changes, and neurotransmitter imbalances. Effective treatment must address both aspects simultaneously, as many interventions, from anti-inflammatory medicines to omega-3 supplements, can improve both physical symptoms and mood regulation. What if premenstrual syndrome isn't just an inconvenience, but an evolutionary advantage? A monthly window into right-brain intuition that signals needed life changes. During hormonal fluctuations, women experience unbridled emotional states as estrogen's antidepressant effect and progesterone's mood-stabilizing influence shift dramatically. Women's brains shift hemispheric dominance throughout their cycle in a predictable pattern. Before ovulation, when estrogen peaks, they process information primarily through a positive left-brain filter. After ovulation, as progesterone rises and estrogen drops, the right brain's unfiltered intuitive perception becomes dominant, leading to deeper emotional processing and increased awareness of subtle social cues. This naturally disengages the left brain's censoring function, allowing access to raw intuitive information that might otherwise remain hidden. For many women, PMS represents their intuitive guidance system, sending urgent messages about life imbalances requiring attention, relationship dynamics, career dissatisfaction, or personal needs that have been ignored. Without addressing these intuitive messages, women risk worsening symptoms as they age, potentially leading to more severe hormonal imbalances and chronic mood disorders. How do you distinguish between anxiety and intuition? When sensing trouble, are you being neurotic or intuitive? Women suffering from chronic worry often hide their anxiety for fear of appearing weak, allowing the problem to grow insidiously. Fear responds to actual threats perceived through our senses, while anxiety anticipates future threats not currently present. The feminine brain, with more brain-body connections, experiences these sensations differently. Women function as emotional barometers, constantly assessing others' reactions. The same wiring that enables women's intuition, the instinctive ability to know things about loved ones, also increases anxiety vulnerability. Hormonal fluctuations during PMS, pregnancy, postpartum, and perimenopause can trigger anxiety disorders. Excessive estrogen with low progesterone increases receptivity to others' feelings while raising anxiety risk, while progesterone acts as a natural anti-anxiety hormone. Traditional psychiatry attempts to categorize women's anxiety using male-based classifications, ignoring how women experience emotions as interconnected rather than distinct. For women, anxiety manifests as behaviors, compulsions, thought patterns, obsessions, and physical reactions, panic symptoms, that often defy neat diagnostic labels and transform over time with hormonal changes. Modern women face unprecedented attentional challenges, dividing attention between inner and outer worlds, focusing despite distractions, and attending to intuitive signals. The feminine brain's greater connectivity enables multitasking across different roles, but pressure in any area can disrupt this balance. Success in business often requires dampening intuitive connections to others' feelings. It's not personal, it's just business. While women have developed new pathways for workplace competition, detaching from intuition increases vulnerability to emotional and physical problems. Yet suppressing intuition merely drives these feelings underground, where they disrupt mood and attention through biochemical chain reactions. Attention requires at least 5 different brain areas working in concert to focus perception, distribute attention, prevent distraction, process both details and big picture, and channel awareness into purposeful activity. What appears as memory failure often stems from attention problems. The frontal lobe organizes perceptions to form memories, and perimenopausal women complaining of memory issues typically have attention disruptions from hormonal changes. The new feminine brain offers expanded capabilities with greater cognitive abilities and increased connectivity, though these changes may increase vulnerability to disorders. Like an advanced car model needing refinement, the female body struggles to keep pace with its evolved brain. Hormones and experiences shape how our brain hemispheres process information, creating feminized or masculinized brain styles. Women's hormonal fluctuations explain their more fluid brain styles. A female brain masculinized by prenatal testosterone may develop unusual gifts in traditionally male-dominated fields. Understanding your unique brain wiring is essential for optimizing strengths while managing vulnerabilities. The goal isn't fitting a predetermined mold, but embracing natural tendencies while developing complementary skills. By honoring your brain's structure while adapting to modern demands, you can access intuitive gifts while maintaining health. Your feminine brain isn't a liability, it's an extraordinary evolutionary achievement. Its intuitive capabilities, emotional depth, and multitasking prowess represent remarkable strength. Embracing rather than fighting your brain's natural tendencies unlocks the potential to thrive through authentic connection. The path forward is about integrating all aspects of your neurological inheritance into a balanced, healthy whole.